A very good morning to you, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 6 minutes past the hour of 8, and you are now tuned in to Social Times with Francine Dengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. It's the 25th of July, 2026, a beautiful, how do I say this weather now? But it's not that cold, it's not that hot, but it's there. And I hope you are all doing well. And what I have for you today on today's topic discussion will be on friendship. Before I introduce our topic for today, I just want to remind you listeners that you can also listen to us via our Eagle FM app. You just go to the app, you download the Eagle FM app, and go to the Play Store and you download the Eagle FM app, and you are able to listen to us wherever you are, in every area of the country, the world, you know, wherever you are, you can listen to us. And we also have our podcasts. You can go to our website. That's www.eaglefm.com.na, www.eaglefm.com.na, and you can tune in and listen to the shows that you have missed on, or you'd love to listen to again, then you are more than welcome to go to on our website. And we don't only have interesting topics that we discuss on radio, but we also have interesting topics that always come out from our e-paper. That's the Village newspaper that always comes out on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. That's Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. We always have interesting stories for you. And if you don't find yourself receiving the paper, you can subscribe to our paper and also to our channel, and you can be receiving the paper, the e-paper, every Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Now, friendship is the topic of today. I've realized that, you know, what we see on social media nowadays, friends exposing each other, friends standing back against each other, and friends that have turned someone that was good into someone that's bad, you know, being influenced. So we're gonna focus on that today as to why do we find ourselves, you know, we have been friends for so long, and then all of a sudden things have changed. You know, what is the cause of this, and what takes us to social media to expose them? I mean, it's something that the two of you can solve. If you aren't able to do it, the two of you at least, or the three of you, I don't know, sometimes you can be three, a group of four, five friends. Find, you know, at least to find a way to solve it without involving social media, you know. So we're gonna look at this, and how can we identify a true friend? Because sometimes we just see small things that our friends have tried to do for us, and then we take them as our besties already, not knowing what their intentions are. They can be fake friends, those that are playing with you because they are gaining or benefiting something from you. And then you take it as you have a whole bestie, you introduce them to everything around you, to everyone, you talk about everything, not knowing what their intentions are. And also I also have a question as to why do we end up, when we are no more on good terms, you decide to go on social media and start saying everything that I've shared with you. You start speaking up everything that you have said. Even if I once mentioned something about a certain person, and then you go to them that you are even what. So we're going to look at all this, and do stay tuned. We're just going to go for a musical warm up, and we'll be right back. Do not leave the frequency. We're going to listen to the sounds of Luther Vandross, Your Secret Love. We'll be right back.
I'm no name did you sign, pretending to own that we were just friends. When I saw you, I didn't know that you wanted me to be. I didn't know that you wanted me for your secret love. Why can't we tell somebody? 'Cause secret love never lasts that long. Your secret love will never be your true love. I can't be no secret, baby. It's breaking my heart. You should have let me know from the first time, baby, that you were not free to love. How could you wait so long? Oh, what a waste of love, baby. I should have known that you wanted me to be. I should have known that you wanted me for your secret love. Why can't we tell somebody? 'Cause secret love never means as much. Your secret love will never be your true love. I can't be no secret, baby. It's breaking my heart. I won't be a secret. Just a waste of my life. I'm telling you from the start, I won't be the one who gives you love when you're all the time ain't giving you love.
Thank you.
The Sons of Moshe, Remember Me. So friendship is our topic discussion for today. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francina Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. And friendship is our topic discussion today. Like I said before we went for the musical break, I have mentioned that we are calling some people as friends, not really sure of, is this a really true friendship or it's an act? You know, you would find most friendships that have come a long way, maybe from high school, from primary school, they continue, you know, they make sure that they are in contact and all that. And then just 10, 15 years that you have been as friends together goes down to waste because of one simple thing that one of you has done and it has hurt the other one. And now you also decide to go on social media and start exposing everything that you've shared with the person, everything that the person has been doing, what everything, you know. You make sure you paint her on social media, you paint him on social media. And now you'd want to ask yourself as to, was this really a true friendship or what was keeping the bond? What was keeping us together? What was keeping us so close together? If a whole 15 years and because of one thing, we always, yes, obviously as friends, you always find days where you're not getting along or not speaking, and then you know, you kiss and make up. Not like now, kiss, physical kissing, but yeah, you put aside, you find a solution to what you guys were, angry at each other about, and then once you have solved your problem, it's a back together, you get along, things go back to normal, it's like as if it never happened, you know. But then now you think of, okay, how did we end up here if we have been together for this so long. You know, we shared so much memories, and just to let this 15 years go down the drain. And then you find that this certain person now decides to cut ties with you. As much as you try to find the solution, like trying to solve your problems, you try to ask someone to speak to them, just to get your bond back, and they still don't want to listen to you or to accept it. And then you let go for now because you're like, maybe they're trying to heal. Let me give this person space and some time. And then maybe a month or weeks pass by, still nothing. And then you ask yourself, do I think it was really a friendship, a whole 15 years going down the drain, or it was a fake friendship? But one will not really call it a fake friendship, because I mean, 15 years and you are still failing to, you know, to open your heart and forgive this person, you know. So friendship is meant to be a build on trust relationship where there's respect, care, and mutual support. And also, a true friend is someone who stands by you in both good and difficult times, and also celebrates your success and encourages you when you face challenges. But I've realized that some friendship has come to an end after high school. After one has graduated and then the other one is still busy, you know, trying to succeed and to also complete their studies. You know, we all don't have the same destinies, right? So because this friend of yours graduates and then you are still 2 years behind, and you guys started together, and you know, you start hating the person, you start distancing yourself because now they are successing and you are still here struggling. And then you even start putting all your anger and hatred on the person. Like, no, is this what you call a friendship? This is what you call a friend. Now, because they have graduated, you see that you feel like they have changed. You feel like you have lost the person. And then now all of a sudden you change your attitudes and all that. And yes, there are some people that change once that you guys have come a long way. And then, we reach varsity, I end up maybe taking a gap year, or something just has come up, fell pregnant, have to stay home for that year and go back the following year, or financial hardship, or just something that has occurred, you know. And then now your friend ended up graduating, and then you are, the year they're graduating, it's a year you're in your final year, or you are in your third year. And you are now so much disappointed, you're so much hurt, and you feel so bad. You feel like she was not a true friend, because how she's now graduating and then she's now going to get like meet new friends, and then it's like as if you no more exist and all that. But if this person still continues to be by your side, even if they complete their studies and they get a job and they're still with you, then you should consider the person as your friend. Because now you'd find that there are some, for true, that you end up being friends with them. And then once they leave you behind, if they succeed, and then you are still struggling, you're still trying to get yourself back on your feet, then you would find that now they are there, and then they also change, because they'll be like, ah, what's the point of being friends with her or with him? I mean, we are now not more at the same standard. I'm now a graduate, and then after you graduated, you got a job. Okay, maybe sometimes, okay, after you have graduated, you are still fine with it. You get a job, you change. I'm like, no, I now work, and I've met new people in my working industry, and I've met new people, different people here and there. And what's the point of being friends with him or her? Because I mean, if we have to meet up somewhere, and then you know, there's these things of, no, we are going out this weekend, let's all come up with the $300. And then you know that she won't be able to, he won't be able to come up with the $300. So what's the point, you know? And So that you end up deciding that there's no way or there's no point of being friends with someone that won't be able to bring up something or have something if we decide that no, this is what's going to be done or this is going to be done. So you end up distancing yourself, or the friendship was there, but not the relationship that you had as you were growing up. You know, there's a difference. You find that bond, you know, that whenever, even when you end up coming to the capital city for your studies, you still look for each other, or, you know, even if you're in different towns, you always try to make plans as to, okay, who's going to come this weekend here and who's going to come the other weekend here. If you guys are from the same village, or you are both from the north, or whichever part of the region you are from, and then you guys decide, no, okay, we do this December holiday, you come spend the Christmas day at our house, you sleep at least two nights or one night. You know, there's such friendships, you know. So this friend becomes a family friend and all that. And now things have changed because of where you guys now both stand. So the other one is now this one has succeeded, and then it's you that's still struggling here and there. So the friendship is not really that much close like the way it used to be at the beginning. At least now you hardly talk. 2-3 months can go, you're just viewing each other's statuses, or you just, even if you call, the one calls you, no, I'm fine, how are you, that's it. There's no more that thing of catching up and having a deeper conversation and all that. So there's just all so much, or so many changes. You know, when I was growing up, my mom was very strict when it comes to friends. And I would always ask myself as to why my mom is so strict. You know, we had these things of no going to sleep over, and then we watch movies. And that time, I think I was grade 5. I'm not mistaken, grade 3, 4, 5. So we would play together. My parents didn't mind, and they knew about them. They knew that they have these two friends of mine, and we always play together. We would always, you know, after school, we wait for each other. We walk together home because we lived in the same street. Same thing as going to school in the morning. We pick them up. I actually used to pick them up because I'm the one that lives last. So we pick them. I pick them up first. Then we pick up the other one because we're three. And then when it comes to knocking off time, everyone goes home, so I'm the last person to get home. Or sometimes they would also escort me, and then they go back home because they are two, and I'm the one that's always the last one to get home. So there was a time that we had to meet up, and like we were having a movie night. So my parents were so strict that even sleeping over was a problem. And I think all parents, some parents were also like that. And fine, that time I was still young, I was still small, so my parents had all the right. And then they'd always say no, and I had to beg, and then all that. And then one day, I think I was grade 8 or 9, 9, 10 there. My friend was like, no, they have a family event, and she would like me like to come, and then also just, you know, be with her and also help her here and there. And the mom didn't mind also. So I told my parents, and my parents were like, no, you cannot go, you know. And I was trying to understand why my parents, every time when it comes to friends, they'll say no. And also my parents also try to investigate what type of friends you have. You know, because we know friendship, you know, they can influence us into doing wrong things. And there are some good friends, like I said at the beginning, and there are some friends that can influence us on doing wrong decisions, or making wrong decisions, doing all sorts of bad things that we're not supposed to be doing. And, you know, this can also affect our education. You end up, performing bad, or even just failing a grade, or repeating the grade twice or three times. So there are reasons why our parents would protect us here and then when it comes to friendships and all that. So now, as I'm growing up, I'm actually grown, but as I have been growing up, I've noticed as to why my parents didn't really like me having friends, you know. And up until now, I just grew up not having a friend. Like, I have friend, but not a friend that you would say no. It's someone that you can just share everything about yourself, what you are going through. There are, yes, there are some things you do obviously want to share, but not that deep, deep conversation, but I don't have a friend that I can say, you know, there's those besties and a sister friend and all that. No, I'm still trying to figure out, but yes. So we there are some up until now at the big age, they don't have friends. They have friends, but they don't have the friends that they can consider as a true bestie friend, the someone that I can share my health status with, or I can share that this is what's happening in my financial life, or this is what's happening in my marriage or in my relationship. Some don't have such friends. But anyway, this one's of no, how's things, how's life? You just want someone to motivate you, that's it. But not to share that deep, deep conversation. So, the quality that a good friend should have is someone that you can trust and honesty, someone that's loyal, someone that's kindness and with having respect, someone that's good in communication, someone that's supporting you in your difficult times and also accepting of each other's differences, you know. So I'm gonna now explain more into these qualities. You know, it's very important that friendship is important because, you know, they contribute to emotional, social and personal well-being, you know. So one other thing is to provide, you know, emotional support. You know, friends offer comfort and encouragement during difficult times. So you would find, you know, you are, you maybe have lost one of your loved ones, or you have lost your job, or you have, maybe you have been fired because of a certain reason that you know you yourself, maybe you are not the one at fault, but because of A, B, and C, unfortunately, you were included in that part of that group. You know, so many things happen in our lives, and now you need that emotional support, because even if you try sometimes to speak to your family, they hardly give you that support that you need. But there's just that certain friend of yours that would, by all means, go extra miles for you, to support you. And you know, this is those friends that understand that this person really needs my help. Doesn't mean it has to be financially, no. You can, you know, have the person to come to your place, or if the person has their own place, you come over. You know, you'll be there for them emotionally. And you know, when you are there for them emotionally, at least they get to know that I have a friend, and they also have a chance to also open up if they are willing to open up. And it can also, you know, limit some bad decision one was trying to make, you know, and they feel much more better. You know, when you are going through so much and you just need to speak to someone, there's no one, and you don't have a friend that you are able to speak to or to open up to. And if you think of telling your family, you know how some family members are, just when you are done talking and then they start calling, I received a call from Francina, now she's going through the most shame. I told her already, you see. 34 minutes past the hour of 8. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. Friendship is our topic discussion today. Now we are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave the frequency, and we'll be right back.
Let me give you something to remember. Industry 9, number 1. Never number 2, we always number 1. So, kala wakotoka. Ekumata tungi nalimponyoka. Roka selo wa. I
amena mundalo loka. Kuenda now, kuenda nai. Amundalo kukalanda mangule. Give me one more time. I want to show you life. Amumbo kati ya jetumbo. Ngai nandaro kumana kwezimbo. Nogengo wale shokambo. Omitoto no mifofodoro. Mchinda chanji. Sunumo. Mchinda saela hanji. Poninga wetu tekula. Biro paturura.
Of course it's Linda, this one is bigger, alongside good boy Zigzag and say. Of course it's Linda, this one is bigger, alongside Peter Zen, but she them a blind. One leg in the water, another one in the fire, we come. Dangerous combination. A blister. We never, everything is falling apart. We
forge ahead with a stronger heart. We never give a positive believer in a brighter day.
Best. here for a reason. Not that long, I'm gonna wanga like it. We only know that I will be far. We're found in gonna wanga like it. Of a pamina momene, we make a lash in a minute. Guesses, don't even go, she knows she landed. I say, Pumare Raua now. Did it come with a top on it? In a keramo when I wear Cushito. No, 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 no,
all right, 51 minutes past the hour of 8. Make a Choice by Patrick Sikiliza. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Angidengwe, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10. Friendship is our topic discussion for today. You know, before we went for the musical break, I was touching on the importance a friendship. Why is it important? You know, it's always good to have someone that you can run to, talk to, cry to, you know, share everything, you know. And there's some friendships that inspires one to be like, guys, one day I'll also, you know, have a true friendship relationship as these friends that I always see. You know, you'd see some that have come a long way from primary to secondary to tertiary to you know, everything is just going smooth. But they also went through the most. They have faced so many challenges. You know, there's always people that have tried to separate them. You know, there's always some friends that maybe, you know, amongst a group of friends. Let me say, for example, there are four or five. And then, or maybe let me use as a three as an example. And maybe there is one, or maybe there is, from the group of four, there are two. There's always those two that are so more closer than the other two. So they end up, since they've realized that this relationship is going so well and they feel like they are left out, and they are caught up with jealousy, with now hatred. So the other one tries to poison the other one's mind. Yeah? And then once they have poisoned the other one's mind, these two now try to work together to get to make sure that they separate these two. So one of them gets out of the friendship, then they remain three, and then they can manipulate this one because they know this one is not noticing what's happening around them. So maybe this person has realized that, no, these friends that also we have, they are backstabbers, or we can't trust them because I have seen A, B, and C. Or sometimes you have heard something and then you'll be like, let me do my investigations on my own. You know, sometimes we find ourselves, we are being told something about a certain friend or about someone that's close to us, but we don't try to also investigate ourselves, like, okay, let me see what I hear, if it's true. So you heard that Francina, once you guys, after hanging together, she goes and tell your sister or your brother or your partner that you are talking to a certain gentleman, somewhere, you know? And then from there, I'm like, okay, let me see if what's being said about Francina is true. Because now you just heard Francina is doing this about you behind your back. But are you sure is it Francina who said this? Because sometimes even yourself, you would doubt as to, Francina that I know very well, like, she's like, this is how her characters are. But let me investigate. Some people that are quiet, it might be true. You do your investigations and then you find out if it's true. But now, nowadays, sometimes you just hear about someone has said something about this person. Now, instead of you going to investigate, you know, do your research, try to find out something that will convince you and prove you that, yes, what I was told, it's really true, you end up going to confront the person. You confront the person, and then after you've confronted the person and you've said, oh, what you have said, now this person is happy because that's what they've been praying for, have been waiting for to happen. And then now it's, now this person is now left there, all hurt, all disappointed. Now, because she's also hurt, I'm hurt about what the words that have been thrown towards me. I end up saying everything. You know, that's now where we end up start saying, yeah, but yeah, you did A, B, and C. You said A, B, and C. All secrets are out. Everything is out. I go to social media. I start saying everything. Screenshots I'm sharing. She even took who's partner. She did what. You know, all such things that we always see happening nowadays on social media. You know, that's what's happening. And then now a whole good friendship that was going so well. And then one, because it's jealous, they see that the other one's getting so much attention, or things are going so much well for this person, and you're like, the only way is to destroy this friendship. There are so many evil friends out there, ones that will even try to manipulate you, and also they'll try to poison your mind. If you are married and they are not married, they can try by all means to try to separate your marriage. Either they'll try to poison your mind if they realize that, no, you are not listening to them, they go to the husband. And they'll try by all means to get evidence, just something to make you lose trust from your husband. They are such friends, you know, that will try by all means to do anything if they know that it's hurting them, and things are not going well for them, and they know for sure that, no, things are just going so well for them, and or so well for her, and it's, who am I, you know, nothing has gone well for me ever since she has graduated, and we all graduate at the same time, but now things are just going so well for her, and I'm here still struggling to get a job, still struggling to get the rightful partner, I'm still struggling to run my business. So many things are not going just as the way you want them to be going. So now, because you see your friends, everything's just running smooth. You've never seen them, things going bad or going wrong for them. And then you decide, no, there's no way I can't have such a friend. You have hatred and anger towards the person. You start planning on how to destroy this certain person because of you. Things are not going well for you. But like I said at the beginning, I have said that we don't have the same destinies. And it's always something that one should remember, that when you were with your friend, where, I don't know now, from maybe high school or from tertiary, maybe things were not going well for them, and now it's their time to shine. You know, maybe things were not going well for them when they're going to school, when they're studying, and things are just going to the West. They never even thought that they would make it out and be a graduate and be an employed person and finding themselves, you know, owning their own car, having a family, married with their own kids. You know, they never thought that all such things would go, would happen because of what they went through journey, you know. Now things are going well for them now. After they've graduated, it was still a struggle, and then boom, things started, you know, flowing in a year. So many things have happened in their life. But for you, now you feel like it's unfair and all that. But not thinking of, okay, ever since I was going to school, things were just running smooth for me in terms of paying my school fees, everything, my tuition fee, everything was fine. And this one was going through the most. So it's time for them to shine. And your day, your year or month, your time will also just come and things will just fall into place. But because our minds, we don't know how we poison our minds. And you know, when you start thinking and you go deeper, and then things just start adding up, like, yeah, it's right. Everything just looks right, right, true. And then you decide that, no, I can't continue with this friendship with this person because now he or she has gone all out. They are living their best life and all that. So you decide to turn your back against them. You try to look for something that will maybe hurt them because you are hurt. Now you want to put your hurt and your hatred and everything on that person. 9 o'clock, you can call us in studio on 0832888401. That's 0832888401. And you know, something that I'll be grateful of parents that decide for their kids, the friends they should have. You know, if one, you yourself sit at a home right now and you think of how your parents treated you when it comes to going out or you know, some, we also used to lie about, going to do assignments, or you are going to study, or you are going to study for a test, but that's not what you guys are going to do. You are either going to hang out or just do something that you lied about. Maybe you guys are going to watch movies, but instead of just being honest, and because you know that your parents are strict about such things, entertainment and all that, you decide to use an excuse that you are going to study, and then at the end of the day, you're not going to study, and this person that you are going to, that you went for entertainment with, is smarter than you, and they know what they are doing. So the people that when they get home, they open their books while you, when you get home, you sleep, because you know, like, we're with Francina out, so she won't study, we are all tired. I'm just also going to sleep, we'll study tomorrow. Tomorrow comes another thing. So right now, you yourself sit at a home. Yeah, I know for sure you always think of, I'm so grateful my parents have been strict when it comes to friends, because you, more especially if you see that someone that you're friends with in your childhood and you see where they are now, maybe you see that they have dropped out or they're just someone on the street, someone that's just a person of just drinking and doing, you know, things that are not worth for your life, and you'll be like, I'm grateful that I'm no more friends with these people, because what if I was friends with these people? Where would I be by now? Would I be on the streets, or where would I be? And I mind you, these same people also had their parents that were fighting for them, trying to speak to them, trying to tell, you know, to avoid them, surrounding themselves with wrong people. But because they were stubborn and they're like, ah, parents don't know what life is, and I'm a teenager. It's life. Yes, you're a teenager, but it's always worth listening. So I myself, looking back now, I'm like, yo guys, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that my parents were strict when it comes to friends here and there. Because, you know, you'd think of, if they were not so controlling and all that, where would you be by now? Would you still be where you are right now, or you'd be on the streets and regretting? Because I know for now, like right now, there are some regretting. There are some that they end up meeting their friends and they are doing something better for their lives, and they'll be like, yo, they'll even tell themselves that, ah, it has been a while, and they'll be like, ah, so you are here now. As some of us we regret, it's a good thing you turned your back on us, because if you were still with us, you would be like us right now. And then you yourself, you also feel bad. You'll be like, you wish you could do something, because you seeing that childhood friend of yours suffering like this. And there's some that they try to help them. They try to do something better for them if they see that, they share contacts and like, okay, let's catch up. Let's see what we can do better for you. And there are some that are willing to change because they know that, look where she is right now. Look where he is right now in life. And you are inspired. Like, no, I also want to be like him or her. So if when we catch up, I'll try by all means to change, because I also want to live the best life he or she is living, you know, because you regret of being on the streets and all that. And you know, the influencers, we all get influenced by our friends to do certain decisions or make certain decisions. And I've realized also some friends have ruined some families, some marriages and some relationships, because you know, you are having the fear that you will lose this person. You'll be like, if this person gets married off, then she will no more be my friend. She will change. She's now a married woman, and she'll be more spending time more with her family. And now there's no more these things of, living our lives the way we used to when she was single. And you try to poison their minds. You know, I remember, a cousin of mine that was getting married, and she got married at a young age. She was 25 or 24, somewhere there. And she gets now told about the partners, and what the partner tells her now the intentions, and then it's a wedding. And then one of her friends approaches her and like, oh, why the rush? No, that's the first question she asked her, because she just, after she was done with her studies, I think it was just a year that passed by or two, and then the partner decided that, no, let's take things to another level, you know, to marriage now. So the friend asked her as to why the rush. She didn't even enjoy her time, her money yet. It's just 2-3 years and you're already accepting the marriage and all that, you know. And, you know, mind you, this was a very close friend of hers. Yeah? And she even made her the she was one of the bridesmaids, pardon me. And she was so disappointed, you know. I could see the disappointment in her, because she was telling me like, no, I'm so much disappointed in her. I mean, I was expecting her to be happy for me, but now she's trying to discourage me as to why I'm rushing into marriage. I didn't get a chance to enjoy my money and all that. Now it's a whole responsibility. You won't be free. You won't be able to enjoy how we are enjoying right now. Just compare your life, you being in a marriage and you being right now here, like not yet married, how you are enjoying life. You know, she was just trying to remind her, and for her to compare that how life would be in marriage. And then she even tries to remind her of, don't you see how she's regretting and all that. She's like, she didn't listen to her, because she knew what she wanted. And maybe she saw a friend in her partner. Maybe she realized that the friendship that I need is maybe from the partner. That's why she decided to take up that decision. So now, all of a sudden, she'll always be telling me like, now she's always posting me, always posting our relationship, my marriage. She's always saying I admire this couple. And you know, and then she was like the same person that was discouraging me. Now I don't know what were her intentions, if she's still really happy for me, or she's just pretending because she has realized that I have distanced myself a bit from her. We hardly have that relationship we had. And they've come a long way. They have come a long way. They schooled at the same school and until they even graduated and all that. And she's like, we've come a long way, so I was not expecting this from her. And I think also the friend, when she went home, she did, you know, she thought of maybe the things that she have said, or we don't know. So what I'm trying to say here is that even though you should be watchful, you should watch out on a friend that was discouraging you on something that you know it's something good for you, and you had some a very good feeling about that decision that you are making, and then this same friend, after you have tried to take up that decision, and then they still come back, and when they come back, they are on your side, they are supporting with what decision you have made, and now you should wonder and you should question yourself, is this person regretting maybe what they have said, and they are trying to apologize in a way, or this is still a pretendance because you are not sure if they are really still happy, thinking of what has happened at first when they tried to poison your mind or discourage you in what decision you are trying to make, and then now all of a sudden they are with you in whatever decision you make. So you try to ask yourself a question there and think about it as to why the sudden change, why the sudden interest is something that you were discouraging me on doing or in doing. Let me say, for example, you get a job abroad or you want to go abroad. And I'm like, yeah, when you go there, when you come back, you won't be the you that I know. You get a foreigner, you get your white person, and then you no more be with us, and you won't care about us, and you know, all sorts of things. You are living your whole life here, and you have to go start all over there. You know, all sorts of things, you know. So you also have to be careful as to what type of friends you have and how their actions are from the decision you've made and after that you have finally taken up that decision. So another importance of a friendship is it reduces loneliness. You know, having friends helps people feel connected and valued. You know, when you have a friend, at least you hardly feel that lonely. And when I talk about friendship, it's not only about a friend, a stranger that you just met and then you become closer. No, a relative of yours can also be a friend. You can have a cousin of yours that's a bestie. You can have a sister or brother of yours can be your bestie. They can be your friend. You know, and I've seen it a lot. And I myself also, I have a friend that's my cousin. I take her more as my friend. You know, she's my cousin, but she's more of my friend. So it depends how is this friend. Is it from a stranger or it's from it's someone that's close to you in terms of now family and all that. Now another thing again it also promotes happiness, you know. Supportive friends encourage us and also help us believe in ourselves, because they are so those good friends that are always there for you, you know, that always have encouraged you. You know, sometimes maybe you are going through a family crisis and now after that you don't know what to do, because now your family is going through this, or your family has done this to you, and you need just someone to talk to, or you need someone to run to or to cry on, and the only person that can do that is a friend. So friends are people that can also help us and meet us halfway. You know, there's so many generous friends out there that come through for you, that do so much for you. And you know, you do hear some testimonies of people saying that, no, I have met this one friend and she has been with me. She's been by my side. She's the one who pushed me. If it was not because of her, I wouldn't be where I am today. Someone that you even consider as a sister, no more a friend, but it's more of a sister because of what they have done for you, the extra miles that they have went just for you to be happy. You know, some you find some even sacrificing. Let me say, for example, they are from a better family, a wealth family, and they knew you are struggling here and there, but whatever they get from home, they try to divide with you. Even if it's getting the mahangu flour for your pap and all that, you divide. You know, she'll give you a little that she has, and she'll like, no, I got this from my mom or from my grandparents, they've sent me this, please do come get something. You know, that's what we call true friendship and all that. But then there's another thing also that I've also noticed in friendship, is that you should also be you that's receiving the generosity and all that. It's also worth for you to not turn your back on this person. Now, this person meets you halfway in everything, and then just for you, you meet a better friend, and then you decide to turn your back against that person. You distance yourself, and you start saying all sorts of things because you have met a better friend. But not knowing that this better friend that you have met, are they taking you somewhere? Are they doing something positive in your life? Are they building you? Are they helping to build you? Are they encouraging you to do something positive? Are you doing the right thing? Or it's just a friend because this one you feel like they are boring. They are just every time indoors. The other one, at least they go to clubbing and everything. And you also want that life, and they introduce you to such things. And this friend of yours that you used to be with, you just go to this, certain dates here and there. But now because you feel like, no, she's so, too boring. And you got maybe with the first day you went to clubbing, you met different people, and then you end up meeting people with their wealthier, and then they introduce you to boys or men that are more wealthier, and then you're like, no, this is a life that I've been looking for. Then you forget about the one that's been trying to help you and meet you halfway, even in your studies and everything. And then now you are here and you are all stressed and all disappointed because now things end up not going the way you want to. The next thing you see, the friend that you have left has gone, you know, is become someone in life, and then you are still with these friends and you're like, this one, I don't know what life is. Until you get disappointed. Until things don't go right for you. Until you have noticed that, no, I've been wasting my time on these people. This friendship is not a true friendship, but just a friendship of just hanging out. Of just going to drink and meet older men and get something in return. Or this friendship that I have is just of going to, I'm using as an example on men. Maybe this friendship that it's here, it's just of calling me, where am I? I'm at this bar, or what, or we are going to hang where, or, you know, it's just about money coming out of your pocket on unnecessary things and not something that's building you. Not this thing of, oh my brother, we are growing, we need to, you know, build our houses, or we need to start, you know, looking for someone that's serious, I can build, start my life with. And not those things of, oh, fine, she's very beautiful, she's a nice body, she's what. What are you getting from there? Is it the image, or it's the inner beauty that you are going for, or the outer beauty? So we have to also consider the friends that you have. You always have to, you need to also think, is this friend taking me somewhere that I'm going to, is there something positive coming out of here, or it's just something that's going to destroy me and scatter me very well and make me run into debts and all that? So it's always also good to think about this friendship that you have with a person. And if you realize that, no, I'm friends with this person, but what we just do mostly is just things that are not building us, you take your friend, you love my brother, let's sit down, man, I've realized that we are growing and this is what's happening, and I've realized we're just spending our money on this or unnecessary things, we're just doing unnecessary things, and we're just going for looks and not the inner beauty in what or not. I think it's best we start settling now. We start with our lives. We put our lives in order. And from there, you look for a partner that you know very well, that, no, this person is someone I can build my life with. And that's it. Now, instead of you are just like, that one that you went with yesterday, you should call her again. She's, you know, such things. No, that's not what we call friendship. Friendship is something that, yes, you do some crazy things, but when it comes to life, you take it serious, you know. 17 minutes past the hour of 9, you can call us at 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401, okay, our caller has just ended their call, but we are going for a short musical break, and we'll be right back. Do stay tuned, do not leave the frequency.
solo en su nube en la cona. Con el mandulo, guardalum chapane zulu, toma si pega de zulu, capuzis un zulu en la cona.
Ay, 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 ay This winter, Washempamo is turning your shopping into winning. Spend 200 Namibian dollars or more at any shop in Washempamo, and you could win a 500 Namibian dollars shopping voucher every Friday. The more you shop, the more chances you have to win. Don't miss out. Visit Washempamo in Ondangwa from 3rd to 31st July 2026. Shop, enter your till slip with your name and number into the competition box located in the mall, and stand a chance to win a shopping voucher from Washempamo. Don't miss our lucky winner live draw on Eagle FM every Friday from 1500 hours.
Sasa amanya manda abelela mpane wame so kumelela kiswa nami endonge yetu sinigiwe so kuya sasa amanya manda kiswa imitanda so ya banga na baku esi sumo ya wako we mpumelelo.
Baba,
Minutes to the hour of 10, and then we hand over the mic to Wazi that will be taking you from the hour of 10 to 11, and from 11 to 1 it will be Mind Matters with Mike, that's from Ondangwa Studio, and then Realm of Historic, that will be from 1 to 4 with David, he'll be stepping in for Tate France today, and then from 4 to 7 that will be on Moeli, and that will be from Mandangwa Studio, and then from 7 to 9 that will be Life Lessons with our one and only Happy Juju. Now, if you have just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francine Ngidengwa. And like I said, I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. Friendship is our topic discussion for today. And I was still stuck on the importance of friendship and what kind of friends we should consider having in our lives. And another thing, you know, I've realized that friendship sometimes, the things we go through with our friends, ne, it also teaches us something in life. It teaches us who to trust, how to trust, what to say, and what not to say. That's also something I have noticed, you know, because, you know, we always learn a lesson after something that has happened, you know, in our lives. So, if you know that you once had a friendship or you were a group of friends and then something occurred and then now with the trust has you, there's no more trust, and then this person has exposed all the things you have shared and all that, and you are hurt, you almost even gave up on life, you even wanted to, you know, commit suicide. There are some that go to the extent of committing suicide because they feel like they are exposed and all that. Yes, you know, people always say that no, social media forgets, never. Like, people forget, but social media never forgets, more especially if this person has posted it on their media pages, ne? Or it's a video or something, unless they take it down themselves. But there are some that save things, so social media never forgets. Even though people can forget, social media will always remind you. So there are things that people have went through with their friends, whether the extent of just even committing suicide because they're so much hurt and disappointed. Because, you know, we share big secrets. We share big secrets because you know that someone that you've known for 20 years, so you trust them. And you've shared something very big that you have done in your life or that has happened to you. It can be your health, it can be your relationship, it can be something. And now, things didn't go well. And things end up being exposed and said on social media or to your close ones also. Ne? And you were so much down. You didn't know what to do. You were disappointed. You felt like it's the end of the world. It's the end of you. But you stood up again. You went forward. You forgot. You have healed. You have went, you know. And you have learned a lesson. So that's why I'm saying that friendship has taught us who to trust, what to say, and what not to say. Because now what you have went through, it has opened your eyes, it has opened your mind, it has made you to be careful with what you are sharing with your friends or your friend, what you are telling them, what you are showing them, and who you are introducing them to, who you should introduce them to, and to who not to introduce them to. Because you know very well that if I do this mistake here, this might happen. And as much as you trust the next friend that you're gonna meet, as much as you know that it's a God-fearing person, as much as you know that this person is person that's a bold person and all that, don't do that mistake to share something that you've shared with the previous person and yet they have spoken. Because you don't know what the future holds. You don't know what's going to happen in future. So it's best you keep it to yourself. And I know sometimes you just want to speak it out, ne? But it's best if you have something that's a big secret, rather say it to a stranger. Rather go for therapy and speak it out there, because you know that here, you can't share a client's information. You're going to share whatever session you had with your client, you know? So at least that's within a stranger. They just know you by face and by name and surname, but they hardly know you that way, you know? So you know that there your information is safe. Even though they go say it out there in a way of not saying my client, but just in a different way. There are people that share something in a kind of a way that can be like, no, I know someone that's facing this A, B, and C, you know? But they are sharing something of their clients. Maybe that's better because they are not speaking as they had a client that came with such a problem, you know. So it's best than sharing it to someone that you feel like you trust, even your own sister or your own brother. They can still also turn their back on you. Once you are angry, you know, anger makes us do so many things, makes us do bad decisions, makes us think the wrong things. We do so many bad things and wrong things just to feel better out of anger. That's why I always say, when you are angry, yeah, cool down and then speak or say what you have to say. But don't say that instant after you have heard or been, someone has angered you, and then you decide that I'm gonna now lash out right now here, you know, because you are hurt and you are disappointed. Rather than, as much as you are hurt and disappointed, if you have to go somewhere very, you know, quiet and just scream out or just speak out or just cry out, and once after that you come back and then you say what you have to say, at least that you have cooled down. Because heesh, the things we say and do out of anger and hatred and whatsoever, that how much you have been hurt, we end up hurting more than one person. It's just one person that hurt you, but now you end up hurting more because you go beyond that what has been happened within the between the two of you. So now you end up including, yeah, but you, who, and who. You start making phone calls. You start calling and like you adding them in calling. You know, now there's these things of a conference call. So it's you, and then you add who and who is adding who, and then they start saying, yeah, let me add her in the call. Let me add him in the call. And then you guys are there having a whole commotion. And then, no, but you also remember when you told me that she's what or he's what. You remember you also told me that the mother is, you know, and we even end up including parents. We have the audacity to also be including parents into things that it's just among you, the people. Now you have to include someone's parent. It's just between the two of you, it ends up becoming a whole 10 group of 10, 20 people. You just find online 10 people online because of just one, two people that end up, you know, saying bad things to each other, exchanging bad words to each other. And then now they feel like, no, I cannot go through the pain all alone. Let me just call everyone that hey, who has told about it, or who has said it, or who has confirmed it, that she's what, or he's what, you know? So, it's a mixture though. I'm touching on the importance, and then I also go to, you know, why sometimes you have to be careful of friends. Now, also another thing is that, you know, friends help, during challenges, like, they offer advice, practical help, and different perspectives with when problems, arise. And then also they improve our mental health well-being. Strong friendships can reduce stress and also increase feelings of belonging, and also promote personal growth. Like, friends inspire us to learn, improve, and achieve our goals. Because now when you have a friend and you see what they are doing and you are happy for them, you will be like, by all means, you'll be like, oh no, I also need to, you know, push harder. I want to be, because you are influenced, you are motivated by what you are seeing your friend or your friends do, you know. And that's a good friendship, whereby you when you see they're doing something, you be like, no, I also have to improve here, because you are inspired, and not the other way around. You see them, they are, you know, they are living their best life, and you have a problem with it. You decide to, you know, try to hurt them or say bad things just to feel better, you know. So friendship is important because it helps reduce the loneliness, improves emotional well-being, like I said, and also builds confidence and also makes life experiences more meaningful. You know, when you have a good friendship with your friend or with your sister or with your cousin or with your mother, with your father, you can also have a good friendship with our parents, you know. When you have that good friendship and you have been, you know, receiving the love and all that from that friendship, there's always a good outcome from that friendship. You know, it makes you feel that life is more meaningful. Like, it's worth living. It's worth being on this earth. Life is a beautiful thing. Friendship is a beautiful thing. Although things are not going right for you, at least you know very well that, no, that our friendship is a meaningful thing. As much as you face the troubles or with your family and all that with your partner, at least when you run to your friend, you know that, no, here I'm always comforted, and I always come out with a good intentions, and they also give me good advice, and it helps me when I go back. Maybe let me say, for example, it's a marriage problem or a relationship problem. At least when you go back, you end up solving it. You don't end up arguing. It doesn't lead to another argument, but it leads to peace and forgiveness, you know. So closing off, before I close off, we have exactly 10 minutes. I'll be closing off 5 minutes earlier to our show. Let's quickly go for one musical break, and we'll be right back so we round up everything that we have discussed, or that I have, pardon me, discussed from the beginning up until now. Do not leave the frequency. I'll be right back.
Set me free, still waiting with peace in my heart.
All right, 5 minutes to the hour of 10, and we have come to the end of Social Times. So, lastly, let's try to keep our friendship lasting and strong. And when I mean by that, let's try to be trustworthy, show the respect, support each other, spend the time together when you are able to, when you can, forgive the mistakes, be loyal, appreciate your friend, resolve conflicts peacefully, and encourage each other's growth. So a lasting and a strong friendship is built on trust, honesty, respect, loyalty, good communication, and mutual respect. So when both friends make an effort, or all friends make an effort to care for and understand each other, their friendship can grow stronger over time. And that's the last thing that I wanted to say. And we are now handing over the mic to Ulwazi. We shall meet again next week, same time. Eagle FM, good morning.
Oh, morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, Uncle Buana?
Fine, thank you. I almost missed the program. But later on, I joined.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those elements that you have mentioned are very important to mm-hmm. keep the friendship or relationship and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But but beyond that, apart from those ones, are they really people who can really say, yeah, this one is my best friend, your friend? Because it's just very difficult, because so many disappointments going on. Sometimes you trust this person, you really rely on that person, and then you do a lot of things among each other, you know. Even maybe one-sided kind of friendship. And it's just very difficult. Even when you have some issues, pressing issues, then you might try to rely on that person. Ah, not even some kind of comforting words coming from there. Not even some kind of help. You know, when you used to have friends, it's the person that you can really tell, you know, this one is my best friend.
Someone you can rely on.
Someone that you can rely on.
Mm-hmm.
But these days, it's very difficult. Very difficult. It is like on my own side. I do really help in many ways. But when you look at the reciprocity and all this thing, what is coming from that other side, of course you might do something, not necessarily that you are expecting something, but in case where you are exchanging some kind of thing, you'll find out that it's just very difficult to build that kind of friendship. Today is fine. The next time, you will not even be able to trust and rely on that person and say, this is the person that can really rescue me from problem. I don't know what is has happened. Gone are those days when you really need to trust on each other. Even if I just call the person and then I know I'll get the assistance from that person. Or from the person that's so-called friend. But this time around, maybe your wife, your partner, maybe will be the best friend.
Yes. All right.
So thank you very much for the program.
All right, Uncle Buana.
Good.
Have a wonderful weekend.
The same applies to you.
All right.
Good.
All right, and we have come to the end of Social Times, and we are now handing over the mic to Ulwazi. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Do take care of one another. Please, if you are drinking, don't drive, and if you are driving, please don't drink. And then from me, Francina, goodbye.
Happy.